meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Loretta Frelick, the Loretta of the Loretta and Mary Show on Monday, and it is my privilege today to fill in for Father Anthony Bush, and we wish him every good blessing as he prepares for a busy week here at St. Stanislaus Kostka. Today, we have a very special guest who will be with us in the second half of the program, Alicia Hartle, the executive director of the National Service Committee, doing business as Pentecost Today USA. And Alicia is going to fill us in on some very exciting upcoming events for the church and the renewal and the world. But before we get to our chat with Alicia, as always, there's much to discuss today. And one of the things that if anybody who listens with any regularity to me, you know that I am so big on interceding. And we have had an incredible prayer answered when Dobbs overruled Roe v. Wade. I had members, and as those who listen to me know, that I am the chairman of our Parish Respect Life Committee. And if you don't think those groups are powerful, look at what happened to Roe. And yet I had all kinds of people coming up to me saying, oh my gosh, Loretta, we never believed it would be overturned in our time. And oh my gosh, Loretta, we never believed that praying was going to work anything out. And what were we able to learn? We were able to learn what we know from Scripture in Luke 1. Nothing is impossible with God. So all of you who are out there standing in the muck and the mire of the daily part of our lives, say to yourself every day, every hour, every minute if it has to be, nothing is impossible with God. And so we want to lead off our show today by just reminding us of the things that we need to pray for. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for this beautiful America that has been so blessed by God, with incredible people, resources, opportunity. You know, when the world needs a champion, they look to America. Well, not anymore. And the sad part is our borders. The pictures of our borders in these last few days have almost terrified me. If I did not know, nothing is impossible for God. And so we first need to pray for our nation, the men and women that protect our nation at the borders, the ending of the COVID restrictions on border entries is really going to have is really going to take its toll on our borders. So we want to pray always for our nation and our borders, that we fulfill the promise and plan for the future that God has had for us from the beginning of all time. You know, as you know, I'm a wee bit of a history buff, and every ship that landed here in America dedicated this country and its citizens to the service of God and what his plans were for. And so today we want to call on those heroes in our faith that had the courage to come here when it was awful hard, but we also want to pray now for our own America and that desire that America do well and excel and protect its people and its borders come to fruition. We also pray for the continued success of the court rulings to end the distribution of the abortion drugs. The drugs that are out there will cause more abortion, bring about more abortion than any surgical abortions that have, been done in our nation through the years. So we want to pray for that success. I don't know why the Lord has put Cardinal Zen on my heart, but he has. And so we pray, too, for the continued good health and protection of Cardinal Zen and his assistant, or Cardinal Zen and his assistant, Father Carlos, and all the loyal priests that are faithful to Rome and to the Lord. We also pray for Bishop Rolando Alvarez, his priests and catechists, especially those in the Modelo prison in Nicaragua, and the conversion of heart of President Daniel Ortega. So we have a lot. We have a lot, all you prayer warriors and you intercessors. We have a lot of work to do, but our final intercession today is going to be for our beautiful mothers. And so we want to wish all of you mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. And whether you're in heaven with us or whether you're on earth with us or in heaven, we all want to get there. Me sounds like I'm ready to go, but not until I'm finished with whatever work you have, Lord. So we want to pray for our moms, that they are blessed beyond measure, that the joy of their hearts is participating in God, with God in our creation, and that we continue to have an amazing, amazing life in the Holy Spirit. So you guys are probably all getting ready for Mother's Day, and if you haven't finished your shopping, I have a couple of gift ideas for you. Anyone who listens on Monday to the Mary and Loretta Show know we have a lot of really great guests with a lot of great books. And this past year, we had three wonderful guests. And if anybody hasn't heard them, you can hit on the podcast and you can listen to their visit with us on the Mary and Loretta Show. And one of those was just last week. It was this Monday, Father Daniel Maria Klimek. And he's a Franciscan priest who has written a new book, For the Love of Mary. And if you have not gotten this, this is a great idea. You're going to have to jump on Amazon today. This is or call Emmaus. Maybe they can do it for you and get it out to you. It is truly the most beautiful book on the Blessed Mother that I've read. It is so based in who Blessed Mother is all the way back through time. But what I love about it is how contemporary it is. And really, the reading of it led me to learn a different way to offer some things up by honoring Mary in the offering up. And, you know, I know in my world, I encounter a lot of people who don't understand why we honor Mary. And don't think we need to honor Mary, that we can just go to Jesus. But we all know that that's not true. We need to honor our Mama Mary. And, you know, think about it. If somebody dissed your mother, you would be rightfully upset, right? You would not allow that to happen. And you would explain how your mother's so wonderful and all the good that she does and the beauty of all of the blessings you receive from her, and you would not tolerate that. But in Father Daniel Maria's book, he helps us love Mary more, and he has he talks about it. It's being in her presence and practicing the presence of Mary, and I was talking with him, but not on the radio, but. In the Old Testament, the kings used to have more than one wife, but they only had one mother, and she was called the Geburah. And if you wanted something from the king and you couldn't quite get to the king, you could go to the Geburah, and she would take your intention or intercession. So I really highly recommend Father Daniel Maria's book. My favorite chapter is The Warrior Queen. I want you to think about Blessed Mother like that. The Warrior Queen. Padre Pio, when he was met with letters and intentions that he needed to lift up, would often be heard around his little priory calling for his assistant, "Get me my weapon." And he was talking about his rosary. So I would highly recommend Father Daniel Maria's book, For the Love of Mary. And then we had two more guests on our show, Catherine Jean Lopez, the incredibly amazing, just blew my mind. She's so smart. Radio host out in New York. She does podcasts. And she wrote a book called A Year with the Mystics. And it just goes through 365 different mystics, tells you who they are, just in a page. It's a 365-page book. And you just flip through the page. There's a reflection. And then there are three or four discussion topics that she leads you through. She wrote this book on a retreat and was quite surprised she finished it. I remember her telling us on the podcast. So there would be another great book selection for our listeners to give mom. And this might be a twofer, the next one coming up. Michael Hyland. As you recall, we had Michael on the Loretta and Mary show, or the Mary and Loretta show, I think I should probably stay with. He wrote the book Glorifying Christ, The Life of Cardinal Francis George. And wow, it is just a brilliant book about the life of a man filled with so much holiness. And I can recall a couple times being with Cardinal George, not because I'm like any great shakes, but he was so gracious to a group of us. And we were in the mansion or his home. And I mean, what do you say to a cardinal when you're standing there next to him? And so I just mentioned that, oh, my cardinal, I really admire your painting of the Blessed Mother, ironically, of the Blessed Mother. I kid you not, the man went into the entire Provence, how it was acquired, the details of the painting, how the Art Institute has sought to attempt to purchase it. He then says to me while I'm here in his home, and before you leave, be sure to spend a few moments in silence with this painting. I was like, whoa. So there is a man who was so gracious, even in the art, in explaining and sharing the artwork in his own home. And it was, I was quite amazed that it was first purchased by Cardinal Mundelein, and he knew all about it. So those are three books: For the Love of Mary, A Year with the Mystics, Glorifying Christ, The Life of Cardinal George, that you can put on that tray of breakfast in bed. And I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to prepare your mother breakfast in bed, but it usually resulted in sheets in the washer for my mother. So we might want to rethink that and have that at the kitchen table. But certainly, there are many opportunities that you will have to grace your mother with a wonderful, thoughtful gift. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be flowers from your garden. We often picked my mother dandelions. We had a huge backyard, and we had lots of dandelions. And we would often pick my mother dandelions, and she would look at that bouquet as though it were a million roses. So whatever you choose to give your mother for Mother's Day, I just want to give a little shout out to our intercessors that we're going to include all those who have newly lost their mom this year. And we'll be spending some time out at the cemetery, and that our hearts go out to you. To lose your mother is, you got to grow up once that happens, right? I can still be a kid. I'm still blessed with my wonderful mother. But when you lose your mother, she goes to heaven, and you wouldn't want her back for anything. But there's a hole in your heart that will never be filled until she greets you at the gates, right? So we want to continue to bless our mothers and thank them for all the good things that they do for us. And we're going to switch gears a little bit and just talk about some upcoming events in the Archdiocese that you will have an opportunity to strengthen your prayer life. And so when we come back from our next break, we're going to talk the Summer Intensive for Encounter Ministries of Chicago. I'm Loretta Frelick, filling in for Father Anthony, and this is Winds of Change, Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststandschicago.org. ststandschicago.org.
I'm Loretta Frelick, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
Here is an update on the Fulton Sheen petition.
We Catholics stand just inches from the goal line to have the saint we desperately need now, Venerable Fulton Sheen, publicly declared blessed. Yet new obstacles keep arising to delay this from happening. The Diocese of Peoria is now requiring the unanimous support of the U.S. bishops behind the beatification of Fulton Sheen before a new date is set for the ceremonial mass. This has never been necessary in the Church's history. The Fulton Sheen Movement's petition drive to set a new date soon for Sheen's beatification mass now has 10,000 Catholics from around the world clamoring for this. We need this voice magnified by hundreds of thousands more Catholics.
Welcome back,
listeners. You can help us do that.
I'm Loretta Frelick, filling in for Father Anthony.
Go to FultonSheenMovement.com and sign the petition and share it everywhere, because everyone agrees we need Blessed Fulton Sheen now more than ever.
By now, and God love you.
We have Deacon Rich Holyvote. I just love that name. He should be on every Catholic vote, get out the vote, because that name just can't be beat. But we talked Encounter Ministries, and I don't know if you are all familiar with what has been going on up in Brighton, Michigan, but I can tell you that I have had just an incredible experience up there I attended an Encounter Ministries weekend. It was a conference that was like no other. This is really an exciting, I can't even, it's so cutting edge in spirituality, because it's as though you were walking in the Holy Spirit the way Jesus did when he walked the earth in the Holy Land. And so if you were to I went to the Encounter Conference. It was in Toledo, Ohio. I also had the opportunity to attend a conference weekend in Brighton, and it was truly life-changing. You are transformed. And there is an encounter that Deacon Rich and I talked about, these summer intensive. And it's basically the first 4 quarters of the Encounter School of Ministry, and you get it in just 4 days. And that's really what's exciting. And the summer intensive is going to be held in July 1st, or 31st, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So July 31st and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it's from 5 to 9 every night, and you'll experience each of the 4 schools that make up the first year in just 4 evenings. It's very exciting. It is the 4 classes that you'll get each night, a different one: Identity and Transformation, Hearing God's Voice, and the Prophetic Gifts of the Holy Church. Now, what I love about Hearing God's Voice and the prophetic gifts of the Holy Church. Do you know you hear God's voice? Do you know that you hear God's voice? I think that is just an incredible, that thought is to me just stunning, amazing, transformative. If I can hear God's voice and he's talking to me, and I can hear God's voice for you, don't you think that that just, the whole concept is just mind-blowing, that God cares so much for us, so much for me, so much for you, that he is still talking to us. But the noise of the world just seems to crowd all that out. And so we live in a world that is just madly out of control. And we need God's voice. We need to hear what God is saying so that we can know, just be encouraged by God. Be encouraged that he loves me so much. He wants me to know that. Be encouraged that he loves me so much that he wants me to understand the plan for my life. And so this is an opportunity in the second evening, to learn how to tune out the noise, settle yourself, and hear what God has to say to you. And sometimes it's not just for you. Sometimes God has a word he wants to speak for someone else. And it's so important that if we are fulfilling God's purpose and plan for our lives, if that plan includes encouraging my brother or sister, I have to stay close to God, and I have to be in a possibility of, I have to be in an understanding that the possibility exists that I may have a word for someone else. The last word that I received from someone was so powerful, and it has caused me to really look at how I'm proceeding and to look at the strategies in my life and to spend more time in prayer with God so that I know where he's calling me to and I stay on that path. So it is really it's so important for all of us to get in touch with God and what his plan is for us. And I want to go back to the first night will be identity and transformation. And that's the first one, and it is the most important. Identity and transformation. Who are you in God? I know that, you know, we all talk about, you know, when Mary goes on the show, she identifies herself as a EPC fellow. She introduces me as a former prosecutor. That's not who we are. That's what we do. Who we are our beloved children of God. Each one of us, each listener, you are a beloved child of God. And you need to look at yourself in the mirror. And I don't care if you are the president of the United States or a janitor. You look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I am the beloved child of God. You know, I recently spent this week, it was my birthday this week. I want you to know that I had such incredible peace over the whole week. So many people blessed me by just reaching out to say happy birthday. Other people were so lavish and generous with their gifts. You know, I was taken out to dinner. My girlfriend dropped off a cheesecake for me. Penny makes the best cheesecakes ever. And I would rather eat her cheesecake than the meal that comes before it, no matter who's cooking what, because it is just superb. But, you know, it was just all of the lovely things that happened for me and the sweetness. I could just feel loved by God. And so if I am a beloved child of God, what else must be true? I move in his favor. I move in his anointing. I have access to all the riches of heaven because I'm a beloved child of God. And it changes your mindset, and it totally renews your mind so that you can go out there and be who Jesus called you to be to a world that is so hurting we can't even imagine. So the first night will be identity and transformation. The second will be hearing God's voice and the prophetic gifts of the Holy Spirit. The third night will be power and healing. You have authority. Do you know you have authority? You have authority. And I heard an excellent, excellent example. Somebody was trying to analogize this for a group, and they talked about a police officer. A police officer has authority. The police officer stops a traffic person, finds out they're driving drunk, and needs to place them under arrest for a driving while under the influence. The police officer doesn't call the police chief and say, "Police chief, come on out here. I got a DUI and I need you to place them under arrest." Absolutely not. The police officer, I mean, he'd be laughed off the force if that, but the police officer has the authority to place that individual under arrest. And so we need to know what our authority in Christ is. How many are out there that need healing? How many of us out there that need healing? And doctors, I'm totally for them. Doctors are instruments of that healing, but then so is, so are you. In the name of Jesus, we are called to be whom Jesus called us to be. I mean, he said, go out there. Heal the sick, cure the leper, raise the dead. And, you know, the only person I know right now that's raised the dead is Maria Vadilla, but she was on a Monday show. If you're not listening to Monday show, I think by now you know you have to. But she was somebody that raised the dead because she believes that the power of the risen Christ lies in her. Do you know that the power of the risen Christ lies in you? Do you? Are you out there praying for the dead to be raised? So there is that third night. The fourth night is inner healing and freedom. How many of us, you know, you get done with a big project and you're like, oh, thank God, I feel like 20 pounds has come off my shoulders. Well, you know, a lot of us carry wounds and we need inner healing. We need the healing of our inner souls and our sides and all of that good stuff. And it is the Lord that brings that freedom through his love and our prayer in his name. And we need to know how to do it. I'm in the middle of taking these classes myself. And the one we're into, the third or fourth week. It almost seems to me, and I'm not minimizing God's power, but done properly in the name of Jesus, it is almost as if you are baking a cake. And I said that to my team. You say this prayer and you pray this prayer because it's important to know how to pray the right way. It's kind of like at Divine Mercy. There is a novena that you pray as part of your Divine Mercy prayer, right? And you pray it in order, 9 days, and you pray certain prayers. And then if you offer up, you know, the Pope's intention and go to reconciliation within 2 weeks on either end, you have successfully prayed that novena and the blessing of that novena is yours. But if you just say a couple of prayers here and you maybe go to adoration for a minute on Tuesday before Sunday and you make it to confession, that's not praying the chaplet appropriately for the blessing to be conferred on you. And so you have this opportunity to come to the summer intensive for Encounter Ministries of Chicago. I'm going to give you that website. It's encounterschool.org /Chicago and counterschool.org/Chicago. And it is well worth those nights. Bring a friend so you have somebody to talk about the event after on your way home. And sign up and experience the 4 days of the summer intensive from 5 to 9 on July 31st through August 1st, 3rd, August 3rd. And you won't be I can guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. And I have been a huge fan of Encounter since I experienced Encounter at one of their conferences because I heard about it. All kinds of people were talking about what was going on at these gatherings. I heard about it. And so I went to see what they were talking about. And now I am training myself to live up in Encounter Ministries, and I encourage you to do the same. We are going to take our next break, and when we come back, we are going to talk with Alicia Hartle. And Alicia Hartle is one amazing woman of God. She serves as the executive director of Pentecost Today, and we're going to find out about Jesus 2023. This is Loretta Frelick, and I am on Winds of Change, filling in for Father Anthony, AM 750, WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka, the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, is open 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in the iconic monstrance. The Blessed Sacrament is reposed during the celebration of Mass and during special events. St. Stan's doors are always open for adoration. Come anytime, day or night. St. Stan's is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, right off the Kennedy. Visit ststanschurch.org.
We are the students of St. Stan's Kostka Academy.
Your children can join them for face-to-face classroom instruction. Visit ststanschicago.org to find out how.
And you're listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is conveniently located 1 block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststanschicago.org. ststanschicago.org.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Loretta Frelick, and I have the privilege of not only filling in for Father Anthony, of welcoming my friend Alicia Hartle to the radio show. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Loretta. It's great to be with you.
It is our privilege to have you. And I shared a little bit that you are the executive director of Pentecost Today before the break. But can you tell our listeners, what's Pentecost Today?
Absolutely. So Pentecost Today USA is actually the National Service Committee of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal of the U.S., which has been around since the earliest days of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. And we serve as a service organization and renewal centers and dioceses across the nation, prayer groups, ministries, authors, worship leaders are all served by our organization.
And it's an organization that I believe does very, very well. And I say that unsolicited, as I am a board member, but Alicia, you've really just made your own mark on the renewal with all the good that you have done.
Well, I am humbled to serve.
And you do it very well. Now, you, the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, or Pentecost Today USA, has an event coming up, and it is just, to me, it's just so big. I don't know how you can have it by October. You must be working really hard.
We are. We have a team of people all working behind the scenes, and so it's an extraordinary vision for Jesus 2023.
And what's that vision?
You know, it's a little different this year in that It's going to be an experience that begins Friday night. So the conference opens Friday evening, and it goes through Sunday. But there will be praise and worship throughout the entire weekend. Anytime there's a break, and then even through the night, worship leaders from across the nation will take a one-hour shift in leading praise and worship. So that alone kind of sets it apart from anything we've done in the past.
You know, one of my favorite quotes from Bishop Barron is, he asks the question, what is so important about worship? And he answers it by saying, to worship is to order the whole of one's life toward the living God. And in doing so, one becomes interiorly and exteriorly rightly ordered. To worship is to signal to oneself what one's life is finally about. Worship is not something that God needs, but is very much something that we need.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? And so it is exciting to see that the National Service Committee, as part of Pentecost Today, is formerly, and now Pentecost Today, but it's so important to see Pentecost Today making worship one's goal, and because God needs our worship, because we need our worship of God. And it's so exciting to put things in right order.
It is. And, you know, I think there's something beautiful that we see every time we enter into the liturgy of the Mass,
mm-hmm.
and this preparation to enter into the presence of the Lord, crying out for mercy, much as the Israelites did in the Old Testament. And, you know, the conference has this opening with Ralph Martin speaking with a theme, the body of Christ is broken, and really inviting us to give to the Lord any wounds that we've been carrying or burdens that we've been carrying, moving into a healing service, mm-hmm. And a penance service. So really a time of repentance in order to enter into worship more deeply throughout the weekend.
Wow, that is so exciting, especially because Ralph Martin was there right at the beginning, and I don't think he was on the retreat, but he was one of the young men to whom the renewal came, and Holy Spirit and this new glory of God falling on the Catholic Church came. He was one of the beginning members, and he had such great vision for the renewal and so many prophetic gifts in the way he prayed for the renewal. And he really has been the heart of God's messaging to us for the 50-plus years.
He has. You know, he's one of our founding board members. And anyone you talk to who was there at the 1977 Kansas City Conference talks about the prophetic word that he proclaimed. And it begins with, the body of my son is broken, weep and mourn. So pointing to Joel chapter 2, this profound invitation for the body of Christ to come together in unity.
Mm-hmm.
And almost everyone who attended, including the papal preacher, Cardinal Cantalamessa, often speak of the incredible experience of oneness in the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
that they really had an experience of at that 1977 conference. So that kind of opening for us really points back to the 1977 taste of heaven that was experienced.
And where was that 1977 taste of heaven?
It was there in Kansas City.
So we're going home.
We are. Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, that's so exciting. And tell me, do you have any other speakers in addition to Ralph Martin that will be present?
Absolutely. So I can share some highlights with you. Bishop Peter Smith and Archbishop Naumann will both preside at Mass.
Wow.
And yes, such a gift. And then we will have Father Boniface Hicks, as well as Misty Edwards, John Beaulieu. Yeah. I know it's such a gift to have her with us. She'll actually be giving a workshop on prophetic intercession and worship.
Praise God. Praise God. And you know, I don't know if our listeners know, I love worship. I love it. And all different kinds, you know, the quiet, you know, contemplative in front of the Blessed Sacrament, or hooping and hollering and yipping it up and dancing. And so, but to hear that Misty Edwards is coming to this event, listeners, I am telling you, if you have ever wanted to experience worship of God through scripture and music, it is all there in Misty Edwards. She is one giant, colossal gift from God. And I cannot tell you how often I have listened to her music and just sung with her at the top of my lungs and just worshiped God and was transported to another place. It was so amazing. So I'm really excited to hear that Misty Edwards is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm going to meet her.
Hint, hint, hint. No, we're so humbled to be able to have her with us. And, you know, even that portion of the conference, the whole conference is kind of like this movement in unity. The theme is drink of one spirit. So the entire conference is in unity, but there's a moment in the afternoon on Saturday when just after the workshop on prophetic intercession and worship, some will be invited to stay and pray and to really enter into prophetic worship and intercession. And others will go out into street evangelization, inviting others to come to the evening session. So,
Wow.
It's sometimes I think, you know, we drink deeply of the Spirit, and there isn't always this moment of pouring out. So even within the conference, there's this posture of receiving deeply and then pouring out within the weekend.
That's exciting. So it's really kind of a little action response. If the Lord's touched your heart and you want to tell somebody about Jesus, come on out to the streets of Kansas City.
Yes, absolutely.
That sounds like it's going to be just such a blast. We're going to go into, Alicia, we're going to go into our next break right now. So when we come back, we're going to hear more about Jesus 2023, Drink of One Spirit.
St. Stanislaus Koska Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic, social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststanschicago.org. ststanschicago.org.
I'm Loretta Freilich, and you are listening to The Winds of Change.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule? Work? Or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the Sacrament of Reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Koska Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Loretta Freilich filling in for Father Anthony, along with our guest, Alicia Hartle, who is talking to us about the Jesus 2023 conference to be held in October in Kansas City. Alicia, can you fill in some of those details for us?
Absolutely. Loretta, it's so good to be here with you.
It's always good to be with you, Alicia.
Yeah, so, you know, I think this conference is just a beautiful opportunity to come together, to really be filled up. You know, I think sometimes in our lives, whether it's in our family life, whether it's in our work life, whether it's in even just maybe within our parish life, sometimes we can feel like we're dry and mm-hmm. in this desert place and just so thirsty. I love in Psalm 42, verse 1, just this longing that you hear, as the deer longs for streams of waters, so I long for you, O God. There's this longing that wells up in us, and it's part of our spiritual walk and our spiritual journey. But this conference is really the moment to come and drink deeply. You know, you see in John chapter 17, verse 39, Jesus proclaiming when Jesus said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. So just this act of coming together, an act of faith, to choose to come together and to present ourselves in an act of worship and in an act of really a posture of receiving, to drink deeply of the Spirit together.
Wow. Now, the conference is going to be held in Kansas City, yep. right?
Yeah, so Kansas City, October 20th through the 22nd. It is at Savior of the World Pastoral Center, right there in Kansas City. Yes.
And what kind of conference center is this? Because, you know, we're used to going either to, I kiddingly said at the last event I was speaking at, was if I ever write a book, it's going to be called People of the Basement, because the Charismatic Renewal has been in every church basement everywhere. And then we moved out to hotels. Now, tell us what we're going to expect at this conference center.
Yeah, so it's actually a beautiful facility. It began as a seminary and then became the archdiocesan headquarters, and now it is a pastoral center that serves Kansas City. So it's a great gift, a great blessing for us to be in this beautiful place. There's a chapel space. And the chapel itself actually is shaped like a tent with widening tent pegs.
Mm.
And that's part of our prayer, that all who come have an experience of really an invitation to more, in relationship with the Lord, an invitation to more even in ministry.
And tell us, will there be hotels in the area?
There are. So there are about 12 hotels within about 5 minutes driving distance, and there will be shuttles running from Savior of the World to the area where the hotels are. There are meals on site if people would like. So they're catered, they're convenient, but there are also restaurants, many, many different restaurants in the area where the hotels are. So a lot of convenient options for everyone.
And now, will you also have the same things people have come to know charismatic conferences for, the prayer ministry, where, you know, the intercession and penance, and will there be opportunities for people to experience those prayer opportunities?
Absolutely. You know, I think there will be prayer ministry, which is just a beautiful time as both groups and individuals to receive, and especially in that place of an entire weekend mm-hmm. of worship and deeply entering into the presence of the Lord, oftentimes our hearts are open to receive prayer ministry. So, yes, absolutely. And then also something that I was struck by when I first attended a charismatic conference with the National Service Committee, there's a beautiful posture of openness to receiving prophetic words. And so that's part of the praise and worship time
mm-hmm.
that words are being proclaimed. So there's a beautiful openness to that throughout the weekend. There will be a word gift discernment team serving along with the ministry team to really bring forth those words. So we a little bit different. We actually invite anyone and everyone who is present, if they receive a word, to bring that to the word gift discernment team.
And, you know, the beauty of that is, Alicia, that you are not stifling the spirit, but you are allowing it to be discerned by those whose gifts you recognize to be faithful to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is so exciting. Now, I'm really impressed with your conference price. I think you guys are, your general admission ticket right now on Early Bird Special is $129. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, and tell me the website where our listeners can go to check it out.
Yeah, so if anyone is interested in learning more details or finding a place to register, mm-hmm. you can go to PentecostTodayUSA.org/Jesus2023.
So PentecostTodayUSA.org/Jesus2023.
That is correct, yes.
Now, I want to throw out a little, you know, any of you listeners out there that kind of have a nationwide Catholic presence, or you have a national presence and you are Catholic, and you would like to advertise to the people that will be in attendance, there's also a sponsorship where you're going to have the marquee for the, or the video for the session running 24, or the whole time the conference is up, and that you can have an opportunity to advertise to the people that are present sitting there in their seats. So the individuals who are responsible for their marketing, business marketing, they need to go on that website too, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so there's a special place on the registration page where you can find a link to basically just request to become a sponsor, to have an ad, or to have a vendor table. So basically an exhibitor table there at Jesus 2023.
Alicia, I want you to tell me the best reason to attend Jesus 2023.
Loretta, I'm going to answer this question on a personal note.
Okay.
So my first experiences of this conference were unlike anything I had ever experienced. And I had spent all of my life going to conferences, going to events, and having incredible experiences. But what I experienced at this particular conference was renewal leaders from all across the nation who had been cultivating life in the Spirit in their lives, in their ministries, in their parishes, all coming together. And for me, it was an experience of like stepping into Niagara Falls of the power and the love of God. It was extraordinary. I actually came away and I would think, Lord, I'm so filled up that I can pour out for an entire year of life and ministry. So that's really on a very personal note, but that's the encouragement. Come, be filled up. Receive and just enter deeply into drinking of one spirit.
Wow. Well, I know that it can be hard living life. I know that so many of us, there needs to be a special prayer to break the weariness of COVID. So we need to write that one down. But not just because I said it, because I really believe it's true. The weariness of COVID has zapped the energy. I could see it. I could see it every night in my confirmation class of these young eighth graders that are so amazing, and yet we're pouring into them the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're telling them how to live a supernatural life, and they're all looking at you like, "You got any more Doritos?"
Oh no!
Oh yes. Yeah. And so you see it in their parents at church at Mass. You see it in these kids. You see it in us, the fellow catechists. And So we have to turn the lights back on. And I can only tell you that this conference is so action-packed, from the 24/7 worship to the speakers that have been invited to the learning opportunities in terms of learning prophetic worship to the opportunity. I mean, I just have to recommend that anybody who's involved in youth, with youth or is a youth or a ute, as they used to say in my cousin Vinny, you must come and hear John Ballou. He has such a heart for the young people, and he is not willing to sell them short with some sort of popsicle ministry in the summer. He knows what they, it's like he's God, and he knows that what they have inside of them to be called out the gold of their gifts. And I just am so encouraged and excited that, you know, it's not accidental that, knowing behind the scenes how hard you've been working and praying, that this be a phenomenal opportunity, that really, I'm amazed that you're pulling all this together, because it's a lot of work.
It is. It's a beautiful work. And, you know, it's great that you mentioned John. John will actually be joined by Yolene Scoot and Angelica Matias, who are youth who work with the Haitian Renewal and the Hispanic Renewal. And they are just mighty women of God, and just beautiful disciples of the Lord. So we're excited to hear them speaking with John Beaulieu. And then also Sister Nancy Keller, who actually led the Catholic Charismatic Renewal serving in Rome for a number of years, traveled the world speaking and teaching and serving in formation primarily. She also will be a speaker. So we're so humbled by everyone who has said yes.
Well, you're clearly drawing generations to generations to generations, and that is only the work of the Lord. So, Alicia, you know, it's coming down to the end of our conversation. I was wondering if you could say a prayer for the conference for Chicago, that they hear this call of the Spirit and join you in Kansas City in October.
Absolutely. I would be humbled to, Loretta. We come before you, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, even as we lift up to you every person who will be on Jesus 2023, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit that there would be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit even as we prepare to come together. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit that there would be new life, that there would be reconciliation, that there would be healing, that there would be an awakening in the body of Christ, that there would be unity, Lord, that we see and feel. We pray this for your glory and honor, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Alicia. God go with you on your conference planning, and we will talk to you soon to hear more details.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Loretta.
God bless you. Thank you.
We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The wind changed. What's there to say when right from wrong has become so obscure? It does not take that long. Can you see?